UFO.
All right. So by this point, the whole world had heard about the whole Travis Scott concert. So who fault is that to y'all that those people died? Who's to blame?
I think the Encores and Live Nation, or the people who booked the concert. I don't want to speak on the company, but yeah, the people who booked the concert.
I mean, I'll say this. There is a clip that's finally going around that's showing that Travis Scott was trying to assist people being passed out. I don't think he was fully aware of the intent of what was happening at his concert. I wholeheartedly do not believe that. And what is pissing me off is that now, I mean, this is my thing. And please, Lord forgive those, not Lord forgive those, but like Lord rest the souls of the people that were past them. But I'm 34. I have never in my life went to a, what type of concert is that? What's it called?
Festival.
A festival.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I've never been to a festival is because there is no type of structure to festivals. Like, you know, they want to say X, Y, and Z about this Travis Scott, but at the end of the day, festivals do not have structure. Festivals don't have seating. Festivals don't have rows. Festivals, a lot of times there are, what are they called when they be jumping around?
Mosh pits.
So, and even my sister, my younger sister, she goes to festivals. And she literally was like, you wouldn't like festivals because people are touching you. People are all over you. You know, like, she's like, I know you. So, me knowing that, I would never put myself in a position to go to a festival. That's just me. Now, I do feel like maybe, especially when it comes to these children, my first concert was not until I was in high school, and it was the Millennial Tour with Bow Wow, B2K, and Chris Brown. I do not agree with the parents that allowed their children, what was it, the youngest one was 9 years old. Why is a nine-year-old, and this nine-year-old was not with his parents, he was cousins. Why are you letting a nine-year-old, it's a concert. Like, I don't care what anyone, like, when it comes to the children, my frustration is with parents allowing children to a concert that, to me, is not child appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Travis Scott don't rap nothing about child. Like, it's Travis Scott. Now, you know, unfortunately, a lot of shit, it was like the end all, right? A lot of shit transpired. But it does not all fall on Travis Scott. Everyone should be held accountable. Live Nation, the security. And let's not forget, they have paramedics there that were not properly trained to do CPR. How is Travis Scott supposed to know that?
How is Travis Scott supposed to help them?
How is Live Nation supposed to know that? That's the city of Houston.
They have more security than the World Series. And they hired more security on top of that.
But that's the thing. You sit down with the chief of police, because that's what he said. These are his words. Sit down, talk to Travis, whatever. Y'all don't get to blame Travis. Y'all don't get to blame that man. Our society doesn't get to blame that man. Everyone is at fault. Travis is on stage. He is not aware of everything that's happened. Everyone was screaming to stop the show. Again, where you're standing and where Travis is standing, those are two different perspectives.
You can't even hear the person standing next to you, so how are you going to hear somebody else?
Exactly. Yeah. So how can y'all say that this man heard or did not hear these people telling you to cancel, stop the show? And people, they keep showing these videos of people saying, yeah, I saw the video. People were saying stop the show. But again, me being who I am and being intelligent to know that if you're on a stage among a lot of people with sound check and he also has a microphone in his ear, he's talking to sound check, like, you do not hear everything on stage.
Right. But I don't even think they were like radioing that to him, though. That's another thing.
That's another thing.
Because I'm sure he would have if he would have known.
Someone said that they tried to get the light crew to stop the show.
The cameraman, yeah, that's not his job, bro.
The cameraman.
It's not his job.
It's like, crazy. Again, this is someone's job. And this is also a situation where you're asking me to do, you're someone who paid to be here. You're asking me to pretty much not pay. And then I can be held accountable, especially if I don't know the seriousness of the situation. Because to me, it seemed like a lot of people didn't realize the seriousness of the situation until the very last minute. And when they did realize it, they tried their best to handle it. But it was the people who were a part of the concert that caused a lot of havoc in that situation. Travis Scott did not block ambulances. Exactly. Travis Scott did not block ambulances. Travis Scott did not stand on ambulances. Travis Scott did not inject a paramedic. Travis Scott did not tell the paramedics to not assist. Like, they're sitting here trying to, is that a mosquito? Sorry. They're sitting here trying to blame Travis Scott. Like, he knew everything that was going on. And I personally think, and this is not to point the blame,
but they have to. They didn't want to point the blame.
This surge that happened, all of a sudden everyone just started bomb rushing to the stage. That was because Drake was down. And I'm going to say this because I thought this was one of my homeboys who visited, who actually went to the concert.
Oh, it's Drake's fault?
Kind of.
It's not Drake's fault. It's not Drake's fault. But what I'm saying is, I have never been in the city of Houston and not known when Drake was in town. Nobody knew Drake was in town. Nobody. I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, if you went to that concert, nobody knew Drake was going to come out. So I think it was a mix of all of it. I think once people realized Drake was there.
I knew Drake was there because he was at a battle rap event.
I didn't ask.
I know
he was there too.
He said I'll be.
It's all good. We get the point though. We understand.
I don't be on social media, and honestly, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I don't listen to Travis Scott. I like him. He's cool, or whatever. But I'm not a big Travis Scott fan. He got a couple of songs. There's like three songs on my phone. So me personally, when he was gonna be, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I knew a lot of people who like Travis Scott. I know he's from O City. Much respect. But me personally, I don't like just listen to him. So I wasn't really pressed about this concert. So me, I didn't know Drake was in town for that. But I do think a lot of people that went weren't expecting Drake to come out.
No, because
my homeboy who actually went, that's what he said. Like, when Drake came out, that's when people started pushing to get closer to the stage. That was like the hype of the moment. Right. So I just think there were so many variables that took place for you to try to point blame and put it on one person. That's just not fair. There were so many variables that played a factor in this unfortunate situation.
I see one variable.
You can't hold Travis Scott accountable for every fucking thing. That's not fair. Because to me, the city of Houston is to blame. Live Nation is to blame. I mean, Travis Scott played a role. Because, I mean, he does.
I want somebody to pick. No.
He does promote their little mosh pit they be doing.
But people have been mosh pitting since the beginning of like
music. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. All those rock festivals, I agree. But this is my thing, and this is why I don't go to festivals. People need to do their research. People need to do, like, I think it's really stupid and just irresponsible for anyone to be in that type of atmosphere without actually doing research. If you've never experienced a festival or something like that, where there is no like real accountability, like you could be anywhere.
But Christina, do you think people know to do their research if they've never experienced that? Like, if most people have been to concerts with like designated seating,
but that's not a concert. I guess this is my thing. A concert and a festival are two different things.
They are, but here's the thing too. They tell you what to bring, like what you should do. We're dealing with kids, bro. They don't. This is the whole thing. Like, all of his accountability on the concert goers. They did not. They don't care about anybody else but themselves and having a good time. That's literally what it is. When you have a lot of kids who just
I don't know, because I will say this. I said, this is coming from someone that was there. Security was trash, because they all said, they were both people that I know.
I've heard the same thing.
I know that went that security was not checking shit.
But here's the, but wait, Christina.
Yeah, but they were also being bum rushed. Yeah,
exactly. So there was there. When, if I was a little kid and somebody that was security and it wasn't the police,
that's not excuses.
Christina, that listen. Falls on
the
producer of the
and I'm gonna tell you why it's an excuse.
No, Christina, you can talk for like 20 minutes.
I'm gonna tell you why it's an excuse.
Why is it an excuse? Why is it
a dream?
Why is it an excuse? Christina? Why is it an excuse?
No, I'm not talking. I'm done. I talked for 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I don't think that is an excuse at all, because them kids did not give a damn about them security guards. They knew them security guards wasn't finna fight them. They knew that they wasn't finna shoot them. So they took over the security. It was 50,000 people there. I don't care if you had 5,000 security guards. They could not do anything against them kids who wanted to be at that concert.
You can't check fucking pockets?
They couldn't change shit because they tore up the Christina. They tore down the metal detectors. They tore the gate up. They tore the tables up to get checked in. There were people that were coming to the concert that didn't even have tickets
because
they
that venue has capacity for, I think it's like 200,000 people. They planned on having 50,000 based on ticket sales.
And they had way more
people. And they had like well over 100,000 people. Like, what their officer security guard to person ratio was literally like cut in half because of how many people just intruded. And that falls on the producer of the event. Because what happens is, like, to your point about research, the city of Houston will come to you and they'll go, HPD will be like, hey, producer people, this is what the numbers y'all want, but we think y'all should bump it up to XYZ, da 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 da. And the producers will go, we do festivals all over the world. We ain't got a blah, 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 blah. And then they'll go, we're going to stick at this number. I think it was like 750 or something like that, or 1,000. But like guards, cops, all that shit.
Yeah, everybody.
And then that's what it is. Like, it falls on the producers of the event.
Right.
Like,
But the other thing about, let's just say there was a different age group or a different demographic of people that went to this concert. They have like Lollapalooza, bro. They have like Coachella. And these people know how to, you know, have a cohesive concert to where this kind of stuff don't happen. But it was just a lot of bad kids.
No. That's a lie. Coachella, people be getting drugs. What are you talking about?
Okay, but then nobody, like, but those people still care about, like, they care about the whole experience enough to, like, respect, to, like, help somebody or to do this.
I disagree. And this is why I disagree. What the? This fucking mosquito. This is why I disagree. Because, like I said, it's about research. It's about research. I have never been to a festival because I know that a festival atmosphere is not something that I would want to be a part of. Again, I just feel like if I had a child, I'm not sending my child to a festival. It's one without me. That's never gonna happen. And then two, without proper supervision.
Like, well, but you never went to a concert. You never went to a concert with your own girls, like when you were a kid, or nothing like that. Or
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but not a festival though.
I think that's interchangeable for today's kids.
Been to concert as a child, a concert in a room with seats and ticketing. As an adult, when I considered going to a festival, I started asking questions about that because, like, to me, again, it's a different atmosphere. So me knowing that, I started asking people who have attended festivals. And I was like, so types of things that go on at festivals, I no longer want to go to a festival.
But when you say research, so like, it's not the kids that need to do the research. The parents got to do the research.
You know, people want to get on Travis Scott about their raging, quote unquote, But he's always had that a part of his concept.
But that's part of what works against him.
In a negative way, and be like, well, he's always promoted that. Yeah, because that's what you do at festivals. They rave.
Yeah, but you. But that's the whole point about inciting riot. Like, it's a joke. I'm just saying, like, from a legal standpoint.
Okay, but when it comes to accountability and how everyone's blaming him. I don't think that's fair.
Miles, you can't say he incites these riots, right? So look, he even put out a personal documentary, bro, to where he showed that was an issue that people had brought up and how he like changed that, bro. He went to jail. They showed the whole clip of like him going to jail, him getting in trouble for all that. So I think him putting that out there is letting people know like, hey, these type of things happen at my concerts. I don't stand for it, because he was just like, okay, yeah, we doing a lot. He did say that, bro. He was like, okay, we do it or not. We need to chill a little bit. Everybody back up, blah, blah. This was in a documentary. So he takes accountability, bro. So it's not that.
Go ahead. My bad. I'm saying is when they're in court, everybody's going to be trying to pass the buck. And so it's not going to be the security company. It's not going to be HPD. It's going to be the producers of the event versus Travis Scott. Yeah, like that's going to be the battle legally because the producers, they're going to go, y'all put this together. You like even your point about kids. I hear what you're saying on a personal level of responsibility, but legally, if I go to your concert, you are liable for my safety. Right. Like that's how that works. Adult, kid, whatever. If somebody goes to a concert and some, now the real question will be if the report about the person with the syringes, if that holds up in the testimony of the people who were actually next to the people that got killed. Yeah, that's different. That's domestic terrorism. That's a whole different thing.
Right.
Then that actually exonerates everybody.
But think about this too, Miles. So like, even though we're saying like, let's just say they beefed up security, right? And they had security to where the security needed to just be like, I'm not letting nobody do this. I'm finna, you can't be forceful on kids, because then it's gonna be a whole other thing. Like, oh, the security, the police were roughing up kids to try to stop. Because bro, think about how bad the kids were trying to be a part of this experience, bro. They tore down metal detectors. They tore down tables, bro. They were just, they literally were destroying the place just to be there.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know.
It's
I
mean, no I'm buts, not big, bro.
Like,
it's,
because but no, there is a but, because there is a ratio of like, you would, I don't know where the officers are stationed. Like, it's one thing to run and tear down a gate. It's one thing to run up against a field of police officers.
but if they out there like Black Lives Matter, right? They out there like Black Lives Matter and they got riot shields and stuff. If they did that at a kid's concert, that would be uproar, bro. People would be like, I let my kids go to this concert.
They don't have to be in riot gear. They just literally have to have
presence. No, what happened, they need to be in more than riot gear. They might need to just motherfucking shoot whatever.
If you walk up and at the front of the building, you see a row of officers. On top of security guards, et cetera,
who take it. They need to do that when people want to go hear music.
I'm not saying what they think. We see a new precedent. I guarantee you.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah, now, they go ahead. You're right. Like, you're right. Right. Because we have a different generation of concert goers, bro.
All I'm saying is, when they break this shit down, it's going to be the testimony of them people, like next to the people that died.
They didn't do none of that when all these other people was on stage.
What you talking about?
Like, because it wasn't just Travis Scott at the show. It was a festival of like other people. See what I'm saying? It's like,
but that's the other part is going to be, why did they not do this when
these kids didn't know how to act. Yeah, they didn't know how to act when Travis came. It was like, oh, everybody else was there when Travis came. I mean, it's
going to be a lot of shit, bro. It's going to be a lot of like, you know, they're going to have video of everything that Travis said.
Like they're promoting
when he was on stage.
What I'm seeing is they're saying like he encourages the raging, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
he does encourage raging, in a sense, Carlton, he wants you to turn up at the concert.
But he did promote raging, Carlton. Like, let's not be oblivious.
But raging is not tearing the shit up and killing people.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain to you is he did promote the raging, so that is why, like, Miles was saying. They're coming for him because this is not the, like, he does promote that. Like, let's not pretend like he doesn't.
Right, but you missed the part. So I think it cut out, but you missed the part to where I said in his documentary, he already like portrayed that, explained all of that. So I think that's going to help him. Like,
it shows that he's conscious of it.
But that will help him though. Like,
Help you in court if you show that you were knowledgeable about something.
But at the concert, it wasn't like he was just like, oh yeah, I want y'all to turn up so bad that y'all just step off.
It doesn't matter. Raging,
but listen to this. Raging doesn't mean hurt other people.
The promotional video for last year's concert which is what they used to promote this year's concert, show nothing but damn near raging. What are you talking about?
So look, I literally
This is like when ESPN says we don't condone violence.
What does rage mean?
Violent happens, they show it to you for the whole
night. What does rage mean to go whoop somebody's ass or to stomp?
I'm asking what raging means.
That's it.
Carlton, I get what you're saying, but it doesn't matter what raging means. And you want to know why it doesn't matter?
It has to.
Listen, lives were lost. So I understand what you're trying to say. Does he promotes a good time, and in that good time, part of that is consisted of raging. Some people understand what that means, but there are a lot of people who do not. And unfortunately, in this situation, a lot of people that were there were probably, and that's another thing I also heard, you know, people were so quick to say Houston this, Houston that. A lot of those people at that concert, from what my understanding, wasn't even from Houston. A lot of them people were people from California, New York, like different areas. So you play that as a factor. Then you have weak security as another factor. Then you have people that are coming in with drugs, because this doesn't make sense to me. He's had two festivals since this one. I have never heard about anyone getting injected with shit.
But just like you said, there are people that are coming from other places. More people came out to this concert.
Exactly.
Injected with what?
To be smarter about how you promote what you're doing, because you're getting a bigger following.
Everyone has to be held accountable.
Now, do I think it all falls on Travis? No,
you can't say that. If that's the premise of your concert, has anybody been to a Travis Scott concert here?
No, I'm telling you, has anybody been to a festival?
You about to say got nothing to do with the law?
But Miles, what I'm saying is,
I'm just telling you what happened when you get in that courtroom. They're gonna break down all of his lyrics. They're gonna break down everything.
We get that part about it, bro. But what we are to discuss what our perspective or what our point of view of it is. And I don't.
It is, you can't act stupid if you know this shit happens, bro.
But that's on the concert. Not you saying Travis can't act stupid, because what did he do that was stupid?
You cannot be on stage encouraging people to get crazy. You can't have lyrics that say like it's not a rager unless it's an injury. That's just in his lyrics, bro. I didn't make that. Right. He wrote that shit.
But he's not the first person to say something like that, bro.
It doesn't matter, bro. Hey, everybody cheating in school. Saying. The nigga that get caught is the one that gets suspended.
But this is the thing, though, bro. The people that were dying, bro, was people that were dehydrated. They were taking drugs. They were negligent.
I'm about to shut this shit down right now.
Well,
we've seen footage. We've all seen footage, because we've all grew up in that era of Michael Jackson's concerts. We've seen multiple footages of people passing
them
fuck out. No, listen. We've seen multiple footage of people passing the fuck out at Michael Jackson's concerts because of who the fuck he was. We have never seen reports of multiple people dying from attending a Michael Jackson concert. And them bitches used to be fucking packed as shit.
Yeah, so because they weren't acting. Yes, it does. They weren't acting the same. They were not acting the same at Michael Jackson concerts as they were at Travis.
He's not promoting raging. You're right.
But here's the thing, though. That's the premise. That's the premise of Travis Scott's like concerts, bro.
And it's unfortunate, but he should probably not.
He's been doing this though. But the thing is, people wasn't giving people laser. No, listen, bro.
Listen, Linda.
At these concerts that y'all are all talking about, all these other, like, people wasn't in there bringing fentanyl-laced drugs. People wasn't domestically terrorizing niggas and injecting them with needles. Like, people were, like, able to help each other at these Michael Jackson concerts.
Also, have you ever asked yourself why people thought that was okay? Have you ever
because niggas don't care about each other because they don't okay. because they don't care about each other. That's the world accountability lies. People don't care about each other. That's why they do shit like this, Christina.
Listen,
how's that been? Christina, I've literally been in this, like literally in the scenario. You said you haven't been to no Travis Scott concerts. I don't go to festivals.
I've been to Travis Scott.
I've been to a Travis Scott festival.
Opened up for Rihanna, I was there. I don't go to festivals.
But I've been to a festival, Christina. I've been to a Travis Scott festival to where I was literally in the front where people were moshing, where they were raging, where they were doing all of that stuff. There was no drugs being passed around during that time. There were people who actually cared about each other and the safety of other people.
I'm not saying that, Carlton, but what I'm saying is if you promote a certain demographic.
He promoted it then. I was good and people were good. Nobody died then. It was the same type of concert. What I'm saying is that
Travis Scott has gotten a lot more publicity since then, Carlton. I'm sure you probably went to a Travis Scott.
But what? This years ago. 2-3 years ago, Christine. This is not that long ago. The thing is, I still was in that same type of scenario. What I'm saying is that there was different like caveats that were put into this specific concert. There was people like taking drugs. That's not legal. That's not okay for you to take drugs when you finna be in a big, you know, large group of crowds where you can't breathe, where you don't have no water. Yes, Live Nation only had 2 water stations, which is
don't terrible. Make you want to do jump around.
But see, this is the thing, though. In order for you to even breathe in there, I literally had to like jump up and down with the crowd in order to like be okay in the mix. But here's
you're trying to jump out the door.
I was trying to breathe. Bro, I'm in there just trying to jump out so I could breathe because it was really that crucial. But here's the other part too, bro, that I've been trying to get to. They said that there was ambulance that were trying to come in and Travis Scott didn't see the ambulance to tell people, hey, or stop this concert. He'd be like, hey, let the ambulance through. This is where people are not being accountable, bro. You niggas can organize a fucking mosh pit, multiple mosh pits in a concert, but y'all can't be like, hey, there's a fucking ambulance that's trying to drive through here and save somebody. Let's make room for that shit. You niggas was jumping up and down on the ambulance. So how
can everybody you already agree? No.
What you're saying is that.
Yes, I did. I legit said okay, people were not letting the ambulances through.
So therefore, they're the ones that are accountable, though.
Wasn't aware of what all was going on. But so, I also said he does have to be held accountable for encouraging the raging. Like, Carlton, come on, bro. Like,
so what kind of concert would he have had? It wasn't fucking symphony, bro. It wasn't an orchestra.
You're a fucking idiot, bro.
It wasn't an orchestra. Like, what do you expect bro. To happen?
Here's the deal, bro. I'm not saying that it's all. Let's just be clear. It's not 100% Travis Scott's fault.
It's not even fucking 5%, bro. It's not 5%.
Relax.
He's partially to blame.
And not just him. It's the team.
If that was
well.
The case, bro, they would never let him have concerts ever since he started because he's literally been
not
that
true
from the beginning.
When your
that's
concert makes $100 million in 8 hours.
So then why wouldn't they have stopped that a long time ago?
Because
it makes $100 million in 8 hours.
This is the first time
time something like that has ever taken place. I guarantee you that this festival is not happening next year.
So then he can't be. So that he can't
you know what, Carlton? Let me tell you this.
Niggas be talking about drugs and raping women and all other kind of stuff. Like so.
But they're not dying though, bro.
Again,
but they wasn't taking drugs. Okay. These niggas chose to take the drugs to kill themselves. But like,
dog, what you're failing to realize is that children die. When you have a situation of children and innocent people out of nowhere that just die, someone's going to be held accountable. And
you don't have to place the blame on it. That's the fucked up
but
part about society, bro.
There is blame to be placed.
You can't do that, though.
What do you mean? They had paramedics that didn't know how to fucking perform CPR.
That's part of it, though, Christina. But nobody would have had to have required paramedics if they were doing what they needed to be done at the concert, bro. If you was drinking water, if you was not taking drugs, no paramedic would have needed to come to you to assist you. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? That's all I want to hear.
Some people were injected with drugs and didn't even know. What the fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah,
that part, Christina, but you can't do nothing about that. But the people that were taking drugs.
Yes, you want to know how you do something about that? The fucking security. Everyone needs to be held accountable. You're talking in circles. That doesn't make any sense.
Everyone
should be held accountable, which means Travis should be held accountable, which means Houston.
People would not have died my point is not the accountability of police officers not being able to do this or this person's not being able to do this. If niggas was not doing drugs, if niggas was drinking water, those people would not have died. If people were not running each other over, they would not have died. That's my point. The death comes from people being
Carlton,
negligent.
Do you think a 9-year-old child
that's not true. That's
do
not
you
true.
Think a 9-year-old child
he got injected. He got injected, Christina, because of domestic terrorism. He got injected.
So
that's how
now,
he died.
But you contradicted yourself.
How? That's Christina. I just said that's accountability. The person who gave the
drugs. They would have been okay.
They would
he
have. But the
that.
Christina, but the person who injected people with drugs, he is accountable for that. So I'm saying he is a concert goer. So he is accountable for his actions, bro. He literally drugged people. He literally was stabbing people with syringes. So
Carlton, but you didn't say that. Your exact words.
I didn't get to finish, bro.
All right, I'm done. You got it.
I didn't even get to say that part.
You got it. Say your piece, player. I'm not saying shit, though.
I've literally been in the trenches of all of this stuff. And
the trenches? Okay, now you don't. You being
this little Christina. People said it was fucking hell.
In the trenches.
People literally compared it to Travis Scott. People literally. Miles, did people not literally say it reminded them of hell? They said this is literally hell. They literally said that. So the trenches ain't shit compared to hell, because I heard it's hot as fucking hell. So.
Bro, you have to. I don't know what you talk about right now. You got to stop.
No,
you got to stop this right here. This is hell.
Not the trenches. Thank you, Miles. It is hell.
Oh my God. Is
talking out the side.
Listen,
of
bro, I'm going to tell you something.
It's not. I never said
that. If somebody actually running around, hold on. If somebody actually running around and injects somebody, like I said, if somebody running around and injects somebody with drugs, that'll all come out in court. Like, again, the medical examiner, all that stuff. There's going to be, like, I'm telling you, all that matters, I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about.
Can I say something the before
kids,
you go too far?
No. The kids that died, their friends' testimony is what's going to matter. The friends and the people that were in that area. Because allegedly, the person that was injecting people with drugs, like, that's what caused the big stampede. But if that ain't the case, then it rests on the producer.
Okay, so wait a minute. So there was somebody that was stabbing somebody with syringes, right? They had drugs on them
too. Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly, okay, right? Now, if there was security at the front checking people, they would have caught that man. Wait, Miles. I'm not done.
Bro.
Stop it, Miles. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I just snuck a wine bottle in the movie theater. Okay,
But you need more security to be more accurate in what in their findings, because at this point we're gonna pinpoint, we gotta do it. So let's say we have more security, right? To check him. The niggas tore the security down before they could check anybody, Miles. So therefore, the kids or the people who tore that shit down and didn't, you know, they didn't abide by the
you
the
do
rules
realize
to walk him,
do
it's
that
their fault.
Because of Travis, right? You do realize that, right?
Because they wanted to go to the concert.
No.
Hey, Carlton, let me ask you.
Carlton,
let me ask you this. You throw in a party, right? You throw in a party at a club and you got a line with a specific guest list of people there, right?
Okay.
Now, a bunch of people knock over your security guard. It's your event. You can't, huh?
No, that's not happening, bro.
What?
It's not happening.
No, they can't.
but if they do, guess what? I'm gonna shut the whole thing down. Right? The whole thing is canceled at that point.
There you go. That's what I was getting to.
Okay.
So you in your event could shut it down and go, hey yo, this is too hectic. This is a public health hazard. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Live Nation, Live Nation should have done that. When they saw that they was getting overpowered, they should have said, hey, this is over.
I said that earlier and you were like, no. Everyone is to blame. Live Nation, Travis Scott. Now, I am not saying that he did not try to, because there were videos which showed that he really did try to assist with someone that was passed out.
So why does
However, his staff, the people running the show that were notified of people passing out and damn near dying are held accountable. So yes, he is held accountable. He encourages, and I get it. But unfortunately, Carlson, like Miles said earlier, sometimes you get dealt the short stick and you get caught. Just like I tell my students,
doesn't make sense.
Everyone might be on their phones today, but guess what? Today you got caught. So I'm gonna take your phone and you get in today. That's how life works.
Your excuse
can't say, oh, well, this goes on at all cons. Yeah, but no, you're not hearing about eight people dying at these other festivals. That's the part you're not comprehending.
But what I'm saying is that we can't just say, oh, it's just Live Nation. Oh, it's this. We still have to.
Nobody
said. No one said that.
I know, but okay. So all I was doing was adding that it's also the concert goers' fault, bro.
No, but you're trying to say it's that Travis has.
You're
no
trying to say that, it's
and when
all
I say Travis,
the
by the way, it's not just Travis.
It's, totally their
it's
fault.
Him and his team. Him and his team are an organization. Like they're a company. Travis. It's him, his team.
That needs
to be
specified because I feel like when people have this conversation, they literally are talking about the artist. So here's,
no,
here's something
it's
that I don't
him,
know.
Him, his team. It's all them videos that they put out advertising events of people.
So,
like they advertise people jumping around and doing
shit. Here's the part that I don't know if any of you guys have seen that they have uncovered as they're doing this investigation. But in this contract, there are literally only two people that have the ability to stop the concert. Only two people, and not one of them is Travis Scott. So therefore,
who are the two people?
I didn't get that far into it.
No, because
okay. So wait. So the two people, in my opinion, should have been somebody that was on stage, like whoever's the head manager on the stage, and one person from Travis Scott's team. I do agree with that. There should have been one person on both sides to be able to relay that. But like, do we know if anybody radioed to him? Like, hey, this needs to stop. We don't know that. And he can only hear what people are telling him through his headset, right? So it's like, we can't really say that he didn't, you know, he wasn't.
No one said that again.
I'm Christina, I'm just speaking in general. You don't have to be so defensive.
But that doesn't make sense for you to speak in general. Why? And no one said that. Because you're trying to get to the point you're trying to prove, and it doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to say that Travis Scott shouldn't be held accountable. When the truth of the fact of the matter is, he is going to be held accountable, and he should be held accountable. Because at the end of the day, he does promote raging.
So he came, now, in, he came in the game with the wrong precedent, is basically what you're saying. He should have never been the raging type of
artist.
That's
not what I said. What you're failing to understand is...
Eight people died. Okay. Unfortunately, they didn't die because of him, bro. They did not.
I never said that. Bro, but again...
It's not about they died because of him. It's about who's liable and who's responsible.
Correct.
And so you just trying to make it seem like he and his company have no responsibility.
When it's not true. And that's the issue I have. They take some responsibility.
How the fuck you... the idea... This is what's crazy to me. Is that you think that the cops, which are third-party entities... or the security guards, which are third-party entities, are responsible, but the actual people who ran and
I do. I believe that those people, like Live Nation, they're done after this. They're not gonna have no more money because they're about to get sued for everything they have. But I don't, I really don't think it's the police fault because they were paid to do their jobs. It just wasn't enough of them, bro. It would have had to be 10,000
police officers. It's not the security guards and it's not the police, then whose fault is it?
Live Nation.
100% Live Nation.
Probably 98.
Okay, so if that was an Adele concert, there would have been a stampede. If that was a Bruno Mars concert, there would have been a stampede. If that was a Chris Brown concert, there would have been a stampede. If that was any other artist, that would have been a stampede.
But there's specific artists
who get people to run around, jump around, advertisers.
You're about to prove my point, though, bro, because what I'm saying is that the demographic of people who are going to this, they're very negligent, bro. They don't care. People who go to Adele concerts not trying to act a goddamn fool. They're not, bro. Like, look, they said, this is what they try to compare it to. They said, okay, well, Lil Pump had a concert and somebody had a seizure and he was like, hey, go help. He was like, stop the concert. Somebody go help this person out. It was fucking probably 300 people, 500 people max at a Lil Pump concert. They probably literally saw the person who was having a seizure and was able to say something. When there's over 100,000 people, Miles, like, what?
100,000 people, 8 of them dying, ambulances trying to get through. He can't see none of that.
Miles, he stopped it a few times. But okay, so why? Here's going back to the mosh pit part, bro. Why can people organize a mosh pit but not organize a route for a vehicle? Nigga, you can get ran over and killed by a vehicle. Why would they not make room for the vehicle instead of climbing on top of it and raging, bro?
Because the same people you're talking about are not going to be disciplined enough to.
But that's my point, Jonathan. They're not disciplined, bro. They're not disciplined. So I'm saying it's the dynamics of the concert goers, bro.
You use that defense in court.
I went to a Travis Scott concert, and I went in that mug trying to jump off the goddamn tightrope and swanton bomb on the rest of the crowd, bro. Come on, man. I wasn't.
But somebody there was, though, right? You just said because
they mama raised them like that. So then now who's accountable? Now who's accountable? Because they mama raised them that way, and mine didn't.
Going to court if niggas die at the concert. I promise you that.
My mama told me not to take drugs either. Especially in those type of environments. You say what? No, that's what I'm saying. When I was at a concert, I didn't take no drugs. I was offered drugs and didn't take
them. So everybody there who took drugs, their mom said do drugs.
No, but what I'm saying is that they're accountable because why did they choose to take them drugs?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why did they take them drugs, Miles? Drugs are illegal.
Drugs are great. That's why they did them. Like, what are you talking about?
Hey, but there's consequences to doing that.
Right? Yes, bro. Yes, and there's consequences when you're the person who makes the $20 million off one show, you're also the person that takes on all the responsibility.
That's fucked up.
But that's the fact. That's the fact.
I don't disagree with that at all. I don't disagree with that, but it's fucked up.
I guarantee you, they're not suing HPD.
they're not.
So
security company. They, but do you know they sued Drake too, bro? They literally sued Drake.
Yeah,
because,
but
Christina, because to Christina's point, when Drake came out, niggas got too crazy and they started moving towards the front. So they're like, oh, okay. Well, now Drake enticed this riot because he came out. Like,
do these people sign waivers or anything before this festival?
And see, Jonathan, I feel like if it's not already in the fine print, when they buy these tickets, it's about to be in the fine print. Because that might be something they look into in the courts.
Are they going to have to? I just wonder, like...
if it's in there, then that's going to negate everything.
Yeah, but I don't know how detailed it would be, as it would probably defend somebody losing their life. Because I feel like this is new.
I feel like maybe the causes... We might not hear about the kind of stuff that happens at other concerts, bro, because I feel like maybe somebody passed out and died because, you know, they were dehydrated or like, you know, like natural shit. Not because people are stampeding. I think that's what made it bigger. People are stampeding. People are doing drugs. Yeah, people getting stabbed.
Everything.
Right. But whoever that person was that brought the drugs in to try to stab somebody, they, like, I don't think that they were enticed by Travis Scott to do that. I think they just was a whole-ass person.
Again, bro, if that proves to be false, that's what I'm talking about, court, bro. If that proves to be true, cool.
I get that.
That's an easy way out for Travis, for Live Nation, for everyone involved. Super cool.
Yeah, I think we just need to revisit this when more comes out.
But hey, here's all I'm saying. If I'm a kid and I did drugs, and my friend did drugs, and one of them died, you know what I'm telling everybody? You know what
Travis
I'm talking about?
Travis Scott killed my friend.
Someone was running around and put drugs in both arms. Man. Someone came.
But Miles, there was like a section of people.
Eight people? All
right, but Miles, there was, but listen, the people
who were in disbelief. We're not talking about one person, bro.
But listen, Jonathan, listen. But see, because I feel like everybody didn't, like, I looked into this a lot, bro. So
he get the person.
There was
he got the person that came.
The paramedics. That's what I was saying, like, bro. But that's what was happening, though. He was just going crazy. That's what was happening, bro. He was literally doing that. And the people who were like, who needed the ambulance.
You ever wonder why you ain't seen no photos of syringes just laying on the ground from like
He took them with him.
He took them with him. So he did this in people 8 times.
No, he's not the one that killed them, Miles. He's not the one that killed the people. There was different people that needed medical. No, listen, Miles. This is why you gotta read, bro. That's why you gotta understand what happened there, bro. There was a section of like 100, bro. There's videos, there's pictures, everything where all these kids laid out. They were all in one section because there was a guy who was passing out drugs to people. It might have been ecstasy, but it was laced with fentanyl. So they were dehydrated, they were drinking.
That's
so
a
that
big difference
than
involuntarily injected.
But that's a part of it. We didn't even get to that because I couldn't speak. That's part of it. But the thing is, like, they didn't do it on purpose, Miles. They didn't know that they were taking fentanyl. It just happened.
If they're taking fentanyl, okay. Right? What I'm saying is, did everyone who died die of fentanyl, or did some people die of being trampled?
It was more. I think the little kid is the one who died from being trampled. But the other people died from the drugs.
So there you go.
Yeah, but he got trampled by some hoe-ass people, bro. That's fucked up. I'm not running no little kid.
Trampling.
Are you going to run a little kid over, Miles, to get to Drake? Are you going to run somebody over to get to Travis Scott and Drake? Yes or no? No.
When there's a rampage, people are running. I run when I see people running. You're not thinking about, oh, they're a kid, I'm a trampled.
Bro, you ever been somewhere with shots let out? Like,
exactly.
I promise you, I'm not running I'm not running a woman or no little kid over.
I guarantee you are.
I've been in a situation before.
I promise you, you are.
I have helped a little kid before. I've literally helped a little kid before. That was in the situation. He might have been too little, but he was smaller than me.
Listen, all I'm saying is 9 times out of 10, when you see people running, you
people don't
initially
care about people.
Start
Girls
running.
Don't care about
Your thought
people.
Is not to look around and survey the scene. It is to start running. So now in the moment of running, and you might, maybe you will stop if you might step on something you feel a certain way, but you're not
you
looking
step on a bone or a head.
Moment. You gonna step or something and be like, damn, I might've hit something weird, and then you gonna look. But my dog, you're going to be running. Like, stop.
But that wasn't the situation. Christina, that wasn't the situation, though. That wasn't the situation.
That's literally what I just asked you, bro.
That wasn't the situation. What little kid died, though, bro? He didn't die from, like, people in full speed, like, oh, shit, people are raging or people are shooting. It wasn't that. He got stepped on.
Were you there? You weren't there.
I had recollection of people that were there. I know, looking more than everybody else.
There's literally, bro. I have video. You weren't there.
So then, how can you say that you got trampled and where people
what
were?
No, that's not what I said. I said nobody. I'm not. First of all, what happened?
Travis Scott is liable.
What happened?
Travis Scott's fault and Mob Nation's fault.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm out and I see a group like 50-something people running, my first initial thought is not to survey the scene, it's to fucking run in the direction that they running, because they running from something.
What was his cousin's at?
No, because you're not sitting, what do you mean what type of sense is that, Carlton?
I said, where was his cousin's at, Christina? Where was his cousin's?
I don't know.
So liability, I mean accountability. Why was you not with your with the little one?
You know what?
That's real. I'm not leaving my little brother, my little cousin nowhere.
I'm answering that question for you. Like I said, if there is a
you gonna leave your sister, Christina?
Shut up, Carlton.
If 50 people's running, you gonna leave your sister? No, you're not. You're not gonna leave her. You're not gonna leave her.
Because you sound so stupid. Because I literally just said this. I just said, if you're somewhere and you see thousands of people running, well, it doesn't matter. If you see a big ass group of people running, your initial thought is to not survey the scene, my nigga. You gonna run. Like, shut the fuck up.
So are you gonna leave your sisters? You didn't answer that question.
I just said that. My initial thought is not to survey the fucking scene. It's to run.
I'm not leaving my brother, sister, cousin.
Oh, you're like, dog, you're so full of shit.
Why would I do that, Christina? If I'm supposed to be chaperoning a child, why would I leave that child if there was harm?
You didn't ask me. That's like, even you said my
sister's 9 years old.
Are grown people. I'm an adult.
Christina, you're
talking about children. He was with his cousin. They were in high school or college.
That's what I meant. I'm saying if your sister was that age, you're not
going to leave. You know what's funny too, though? Is when you're a kid, especially when a kid dies, you know the thing about like if you're an adult, you can choose not to press charges. Kids don't have that luxury. Like the state owns the kid.
I get that.
So everything you're talking about, all this bullshit, it don't matter, bro.
It honestly doesn't matter. It has to, bro.
It literally means nothing in the court. Like, it means nothing at all. All these hypotheticals, what would you have done? All this anecdotal bullshit, it means nothing compared to a kid died. Whose fault is it? Because you know what? There's gonna be a sub. It don't mean Travis going to jail. So I don't know why you're defending him.
That's not what I'm talking about. I still want regular people to be accountable of their actions, bro. It's like if I took my little brother to a concert, that's my priority, right? I'm not allowed. Like, I don't care how many people, bro. That's like if you're in a movie theater and niggas start shooting.
You're talking stupid. You can't say what you're gonna do. You don't know what the fuck you would do, bro.
You're talking about
don't know what you would do if 200,000 people started stampeding.
You don't know what the fuck you would do.
And you're trying to hold your hands, who are probably in high school age. But the thing is, you ever try to push your way through the club? How hard it can be sometimes?
This is like proving more of my point of the fact that people didn't know how to act, right?
No, it's not proving your point. Because like Miles is trying to explain to you, like I'm trying to explain to you, you don't know how you were acting in the heat of the moment. You're talking about a teenager, more than likely his bigger cousin, who is not mature enough at that age to understand that maybe this is a serious situation because I'm at a concert. Like, let's be real. Nobody is initially thinking people are dying at a concert.
You said to do research, Christina.
I had people that were there. I had friends that were at that concert who literally said, I had no clue half the stuff that went on took place at this concert. So Carlton, shut up.
You're proving the point even more, Christina.
No, I'm not proving your point. Okay. I'm not. You sound like an idiot.
How, Christina? I literally have a legit point. You want other people to be accountable. And it's like, I get that. They are. But there are still normal people who also are at fault. Yeah, it might have been an accident. It might not should have happened that way, but it's still like you have to have accountability. That's what's wrong with people in general, bro. Everybody want to blame some fucking body. Have accountability. It's like the shit happened. It's okay. It's unfortunate, but it happened, bro. Life has to go on. You can't just blame somebody else for the fucking mishaps, bro. You can't. You can't. you can. It's life. Well, shit happens.
Yes, you can. Shit, and that's why they got caught in law.
If the shit happened to me, I want y'all just to be like, damn.
Literally what happens is right. You blame someone else.
I get that. I really do.
Hey, bro.
If that's the case,
hey, somebody sued McDonald's because somebody made their coffee too hot. That's how it works. They didn't sue the person that made the coffee. They sued McDonald's.
People should have did that research.
That's how that works, bro.
Moms should have known the type of concerts that Travis Scott put on and not allowed their kids to go to it, but they did anyways.
Got it.
This kind of shit happened, bro.
Because he advertised domestic terrorism, right? That's what he advertised.
No, somebody else did, and that's
so if someone go to like the Boston Marathon and there's a bombing and somebody get trampled and die, it's like they should have known that was going to happen. Or like if you go to the club and shots ring out, you should have known that shots were going to ring out at the club. The club not responsible for not checking the guy. It's the security guard that should get sued.
I get that.
That's what should happen, right?
But what should have happened?
No, you're telling me. If someone stick a gun into a club,
I said security.
Shots ring out, the security guard should get sued.
It got snuck into the club. There's no way it should have got snuck in because now there should have been more.
But that's the security guard's fault. It's Harold's fault, not the club. No, that's who you sued. The nigga with $32.
No, the club should have. But see, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. They're trying to go for the max of the money. That's why they went and tried to sue Drake. It's all fucked up.
Sue who's responsible. Sue who's responsible. It's the club that hired Harold.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wouldn't have
Harold. Not Harold.
The club should have had more Harold.
Harold gets fired. That's his accountability.
Right. The club
you don't get to do this no more. But the club got to pay because you got shot.
I agree. And I'm sure Harold didn't check the way he was supposed to check either.
And that's the accountability, bro. The person that shot you needs to go to jail. Right. Harold needs to be fired, and the club got to pay. But that's how everyone is responsible. So what you talking about there?
I get that. I told you for the joke that I agree with all of that. I just also wanted like regular people. Like people, they miss that point because they want to put it on the big people. There's also the little people who are accountable too, bro. So that's just all I'm saying. Just like we said,
it's not accountable, bro. If you wanted to hire 250 people to take care of 50,000, 10,000, because y'all want to be cheap and save money, that's on you too.
But they're not babysitters, bro.
What are you talking about?
People got to know how to act.
I mean, that's their job though, bro. Like their they're there for staff. That.
Yeah. He couldn't because, Jonathan, bro, if you in a fight, bro, and it's just you, and 10 people are fighting you, bro, you're not finna just whoop all 10 people, bro. So it's like, if there's a mob of people, them 250 security officers, police, it was no match, bro, for 100,000 people. It was just no match.
I mean, you should probably not be in a position to get your ass beat by 10 people.
But what I'm saying is that they were...
Exactly. I agree. But also, them 10 people that wanted to whoop your ass, why did they want to do that, bro? That's not cool.
Well, that's
why you got to have systems in place.
Yeah, and here's the other part, Carlton. Hey, if my venue holds...
It's a slippery slope, bro. This is my point. This is a slippery slope.
Hold on. If my venue holds 200,000... You throw in the event, right? The venue holds 200,000 people. You sold 50,000 tickets, right?
Right.
If you notice that there's double the amount of people there...
Shut it down?
The people that you've budgeted...
But how can you... Okay.
No. You know that there's not enough security based on what you anticipate in that moment.
Okay.
You know this, but you let the concert rock on. You didn't ask for additional PD. You didn't ask for none of this stuff. You didn't ask for no emergency overtime PD. I'm just telling you, bro. I agree, bro.
Can't
do this shit.
I do. Yeah, it's not. I agree. I 100% agree, bro. I agree. They should have. But then
if I'm filming somewhere and we have an issue, we hired like 3 cops because we were being cheap.
So shut the whole thing down.
You know what we're doing tomorrow? 6 more guys. Like,
no, I agree, bro, because I 100% agree, because we did this like with our fraternity, bro. We had a party. We anticipated to be maybe 1,000 people there, and we had 12 police officers, bro. We literally had 12 police officers for 1,000 people. This is just in a regular ass Coliseum. 4,000 people came to the party. We had to shut it down at 12 o'clock, and the party was going to go till 2 because there were so many people. So I agree with you. We did the right thing. We had to shut it down because just like they was raging and pushing at the Travis Scott concert, people were literally trying to push in to get into the party, and we just had to shut it down and make everybody leave. So
why
I agree.
Did you shut it down? Because you wouldn't have gotten in trouble if anything bad happened.
I agree, Miles. I said I agree.
Why did you shut it down?
I agree, bro. I agree.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Damn. So Ace Hood.
Right. But Miles, but
no, ain't no butt,
I got no. I got out there. We got out there. We stood up and was telling people, hey, you can't do this. Like, you gotta stop. But niggas didn't care.
Because that's what Travis did, right?
He did. But my point is that people didn't care. Uh-huh. They were still trying to push. They ran over the police. Police was macing. They stole the mace can
and started spreading. And so when you saying that happened, what did you end up doing when that wasn't working? You did the next thing.
We tried to shut it down, but that didn't mean people were stopping from trying to get in there. We just cut the music off.
Oh, did they shut it down at that concert? Did they cut the power off?
Right. It was Live Nation fault. Nobody told Travis to stop the concert. Sorry, bro.
All right, I'm done. I'm actually done.
No, I get it, Miles. I do.
I'm about to go to Christina mode. Hold on, let me go.
Fuck you.